You know, about half of the people that we telephone from our Who Do I Know list, we never get around to seeing. I don't know why. They seem to be up to their neck in things. They just don't really want to take any new ideas on board. Maybe they're having a bad day or bad week, bad month, or even a bad year. I don't know why. It's about them and their lives. It's about what's happening with their life at the moment. It's not really about us. You know, even if we're an expert at knowing what to say on the telephone, we're still not going to get in front of about half of the people that we call. But, you know, just because they weren't in the right frame of mind last time we called doesn't mean to say it's always going to be like that. You know, life changes, things change, circumstances change. And so it's important that we reapproach these people who we couldn't get in front of before. So how do we do that? Well, I think we just need to be very straightforward. We need to remember the inviting formula. We're going to greet and then qualify, and then if it's appropriate, we'll invite them. So I would ring somebody up and I would say, you know, last time we spoke, you seemed to be up to your neck in things. You really didn't seem to be in the right frame of mind to take a look at anything else. And I don't know, maybe you're still completely happy with what you're doing, but I think you'd be really good at what we do. And I think if you can see what I can see, you'd be very excited about the potential that there is here. And I'd really love to get together with you for 45 minutes or so, show you what it's all about over a cup of coffee, and see if there's any mileage in it for either of us. Tell me, are you in the frame of mind to take a look at something now, or are you still happy with what you're doing? And that's all you need to say and see how the conversation goes. Because, you know, if they're happy with what they're doing, that's fine. We'll say, right, that's great. You know, thanks for your time. Hope you don't mind me calling, but, you know, I do think you'd be brilliant at it, but I'm pleased you're happy with your lot at the moment. And if they do say that they're interested in taking a look, then we fix up a one-to-one and go through the process. So it's really important, just because somebody said no to an appointment last time, you don't take that as a no forever. In fact, for the people on your Who Do I Know list, the people who you know the best, the people who you care about the most, I think it's really important never to give up on these people. Because if these are the people that you care about, these are the people that you want to be able to see that they can have financial security, financial freedom from our business. And so if we do care about them, we should never give up on them. We should just make sure that we bide our time and wait for the right moment by approaching them periodically in a nice, friendly way to see when they're at that crossroads in life, to see if they're looking for a new direction.